Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Personally, I don't think it makes sense to have a massive payroll right now, you know, with our team. It just doesn't. You know, to spend that kind of money, and Joe has been incredibly generous and so aggressive and really attacking, looking for championships. But at some point, you can't spend this much money for a team that didn't make the playoffs. So we have a lot of decisions to make and a lot of questions to answer. So those things are all kind of thrown into the pot, and you have to figure it out.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Did he say pot? Did Steve Kerr say pot?
Yeah.
Splash the pot.
Totally.
Trade him.
Teddy KGB.
Trade him, that man. Did he lick the Oreo? You tell me. Mike Dunleavy on Draymond Green's future.
In terms of having him back, I think very, very high likelihood. I can't imagine a scenario where he's not back. Could be wrong, but man, he's signed up under contract. We value him. He's a core piece of what we do. So fully expect him to be back. I think we won over 60% of the games he played in this year. So you know how meaningful he is to winning, and he'll continue to do so. I think he's in a great place mentally, just evaluating and observing him over the season after the suspension. I think he's learned from it. I think he's better, and we'll continue to work on that stuff and have it on top of mind. But, you know, I think we're in a really good place with him and excited to have him back.
Dibs, let's go live to Mark Grandy, who has just completed a snack.
Well, and I think I know where he's going, and I'm not going to say where I think he's going, but I will say after if I'm wrong what I thought that the two of you were communicating non-verbally.
Okay, so, well, Grandy, there's a specific phrase in what Mike Dunleavy just said that's really got Grandy's attention.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Could be wrong, but you never know.
No, you okay. Just
could
you,
be wrong.
You did it when I thought you guys were going to talk about, because he did a little bit of the Farhan in that as well.
Well, and for me, the licking of the Oreo is when he says he's under contract. I honestly think it's one of the most, not like purposefully dismissive.
Those are facts.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a way of like, how formulaic can you get? How much do you love that guy? Well, he's under contract. I mean, it's like, hey.
How much do you love that guy? Well, I'm married to him.
How much do you love your wife?
Well, I'm married to her.
We're married, so.
Yeah. I mean, right?
I would assume we'll still be together next year. Yeah. I mean,
I've got her under contract.
Yeah. What else are you offering? Right. You know, I mean,
don't
like
he did give a little Farhanian chuckle in the middle of it. That's what I thought you guys were going with.
And there are two things here in the first 10 seconds. Very, very unlikely. Well, very, very unlikely is not a Draymond's not going anywhere.
Right.
And then he follows up with could be wrong, as if it's like totally out of his hands. Dude, you're the general manager. So listen again to the way the first 10 seconds of this goes when they ask him about Draymond.
In terms of having him back, I think very, very high likelihood. I can't imagine a scenario where he's not back. Could be wrong, but man. He signed up under contract. We've had
very, very high likelihood.
Could be wrong.
But it could be wrong.
But man, you know, he's like under contract.
That sounds like an answer that Steve Kerr would give because it's, wait for it, not his job.
Mm-mm.
So if Steve said, well, there's a very, very high likelihood that Draymond comes back, but I could be wrong, that would make more sense than if the general manager, whose very job is to make that call, said, I could be wrong, right? Am I right?
You're right.
I mean, the only way that it would be out of his control that he would be wrong would be if Draymond decided he didn't want to play basketball anymore. Then,
well,
then you know,
it's not
Mike
that Dudley, crazy, actually.
Well, I mean, he's just one flail punch and a chokehold away.
Yeah, but again, like at minimum, you take from that, look, if someone makes us an offer we can't refuse. And that in and of itself is a new dynamic for the big three. That in and of itself is a new dynamic for the big three. They sounded more firm about Draymond last year when in theory Draymond could leave on his own than they do this year when they've got him under contract for three more years. So I find that interesting. That, again, I would predict that all big three that are still in Warrior jerseys next year. I think that is north of 50-50.
You had it at 65-35, I think, yesterday, just or 60-40,
And was that just for Clay, or was that for big three?
Well, that was big three, but it was really, I mean, if Clay is gone, it's all based on Clay.
Yeah.
I think Steph is at 100%, 0% he's not. Draymond, I would probably put at 95% he is.
Something.
5% he's not. And Clay, yesterday I had it at 50-50, and I still believe that.
Okay. Bobby Marks in 10 minutes. Let's go out to you. How about Ben in Oakland? Hi, Ben. Uh-oh. The mouse doesn't work. Mark, can you do this? Okay, thank you. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I have just been, you know, I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, national media, and I've yet to hear one even proposed maybe scenario that leads us to be a title contender next year. Not one that makes any sense based on salary cap, assets, blah, 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 blah.
How so?
And I also think Lakeup is willing to spend if he thinks we can win a championship, but he's not willing to spend for two rounds of the playoffs.
No, but let's go to your initial point. Why do you not see a scenario where the Warriors can contend? You don't think that if Lauri Markkanen or Karl Anthony Towns and some younger rotational 3-point shooters that maybe aren't 21 but they're more like 26, like you don't see that as even being potentially on the table?
I don't see how it would happen given the salary cap constraints, what assets we have to trade, who would want Andrew Wiggins. I just haven't heard the scenario which, hey, if this happened, then this could work. Maybe Bobby Marks will tell me in a few minutes. But I just have not heard it once, even in a maybe. So I just don't see how it could possibly happen.
Yeah, well, Ben, appreciate it. Here's what I'll say. I think we got it figured out, guys. But here's what I'll say. It's possible. That's all you need to know. Now, if you don't think either of those players do a damn thing for the Warriors, you can have that opinion. But if your premise is the Warriors' salary and assets are like they don't have what they need, all I'm telling you, and don't take it from me, because by the way, it's never from me, I'm not a reporter. I am not on the inside. I'm only on the inside from the standpoint that we've got access to people who are on the inside. And so from a number of conversations, the Warriors are not wasting their time when they are monitoring these players and moving things around and feeling like that if major names come on the market, they've got a shot and that they would be in the mix. I have not just heard that from one, not from two, but from every single NBA insider I've talked to.
Not five, not six, not seven.
And so have you, because a lot of them have been on this show. And they're sitting here telling you that the Warriors hunt at a big game level. So if big names are available, the Warriors are calling. Can they get it done? I don't know. I don't know. But to say that the scenario doesn't exist, I think is incorrect.
Well, the scenario exists, but I do think it's a long shot.
Sure.
And, you know, it depends on what you want to part with. And everything we've heard is that they don't want to get rid of Jonathan Kuminga. And so I think about if you want to make a big swing and you want to expend assets and you're not going to include Jonathan Kuminga and you are going to include anybody else, I don't know if that is enough to really bring back the kind of a big swing you're looking to bring back. You had a guy on your team last year who averaged about 20 a game, and you were able to get Chris Paul back for him in a basically a like-for-like deal, and he's a guy averaging 20 a game. And granted, he was a flawed player, yeah. And he's turned out to not be the player that he was here, but in terms of assets at the time, he was as good of an asset as Jonathan Kuminga is now.
Oh, I don't
maybe
agree with
not
that
the same
all.
Level of upside.
I don't
but
agree with that at all. I mean, he had
already done more in the association than Kuminga has done.
Yeah, but you're just talking
and
about...
And I think that you're overestimating what the league thinks about Jonathan Kuminga.
I think you're underestimating what the league knew about Jordan Poole. Like this is not a numbers game where you're just like, well, he's averaging 20 a game. Everybody knew about Jordan Poole. They knew that the Warriors had to get rid of him. They knew that the Warriors wanted to get rid of him. That in and of itself changes an entire structure of a deal. The Warriors are hell-bent against the idea of trading Jonathan Kuminga. So that already makes him a better asset than Jordan Poole. So I get what you're saying. But I'm not underestimating the asset that Jonathan Kuminga is because I'm not putting Kuminga in these conversations. I don't think the Warriors are interested in dealing him at all.
Right, and that's why I think that if you're not going to deal Jonathan Kuminga, then all these big swings that you're talking about them trying to make, I think it becomes a non-starter for a team looking to part with their number one asset.
Ramona told us otherwise 2 days ago.
Right, and
So do they have the assets outside of Kuminga? Unequivocally, yes.
And I disagree with her assertion. She's not a GM, and she knows a lot more than I do, but I'm entitled to my opinion.
You sure
are. And I don't think that the assets that they have are good enough to command back the names that you've thrown out.
We're sponsored by the Alameda County Probation Department, 888-957-9570. Stay right where you are. We keep going on the phone calls, but also, this is really important now, okay? I can't wait for this conversation. What is actually available to the Warriors? What are the numbers? What would a Chris Paul trade look like? What would a Wiggins trade look like? The financials, all of it. There's nobody better than Bobby Marks, and he joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. And you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Will we be using that next year? The way we use James Wiseman.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Bay Area, it's Draymond Green, former Warrior.
This is James Wiseman.
Man, too soon.
No, you know what? It's actually not too
soon.
Right. It's
not. Right.
It's right on time.
It's been right on time.
Back to your calls in a little bit. Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Thrilled that you're here with us and really thrilled for this next guest. We've been waiting all week. I don't even think that game was over yet on Tuesday night when I texted the thread and I said, Bobby Marks, now let's do this. Because we got to figure out an offseason here. He's the best NBA front office insider for ESPN. Bobby Marks with us on Willard and Dibs. Bobby, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're great, man. Hey, listen, first question right off the bat. How viable are the Warriors in terms of acquiring a big name should he become available?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's a matter of where you are salary-wise. This is different than years before. You know, this is different than combining two salaries and going out and get a $45 million player or a $50 million player. Where they are right now, it's not viable. Where they are right now, from now until June 30th, it's not viable. You're basically kind of in a frozen transaction period where you ended the season with your finances, these new apron rules that started on Monday. The inability to take back more money, the inability to aggregate contracts, meaning combining salaries. So if you wanted to go out and get a $48 million player, you wouldn't be able to combine Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green, for example, here. So for now, you're kind of in a holding pattern until you figure out what you're going to do with Chris Paul and what the price tag, if the goal is to bring back Klay Thompson, is. And then you can start figuring out as far as, you know, where your salaries are, you know, do some of the restrictions that are really strict right now start to loosen in everything right now. But, yeah, I mean, you've got, from a draft equity standpoint, you've got, you know, you could trade your first-round pick starting the night of the draft, so you can move 25 and 27 or 26 and 28. You can also move that pick that's owed to the Wizards that you can move that's in the, you know, if it's in the top 20 here. So from an equity standpoint, you know, you've got pieces. It's just a matter of loosening, you know, some of those restrictions. And I think that's a big reason why, you know, Joe Lacob has been on the record saying that there basically has to be some type of budget here.
And the budget has to come to pass before June 30th in order to get below the apron and have that flexibility the way I'm reading it. And how much does the Chris Paul contract play into that? Is there a way that that contract could be used as a resource in a trade by guaranteeing it and finding somebody to take it on?
Well, sure. I mean, that's what happened last year with Phoenix when they wound up moving Chris. His contract at the time was only partially guaranteed, and they wound up getting Bradley Beal in the deal. You could do that. I think it's just a matter of is ownership in the front office willing to absorb more salary? You know, if you're moving $30 million, are you willing to take back a $30 million guy that's guaranteed? You know, I think that's the kind of the unknown right now, because if you just waive Chris, you have the flexibility to get under the luxury tax or get under the, you know, either apron, even if you bring back Clay.
Bobby, how much is Klay Thompson worth on the open market?
I think he's, you know, I heard somebody say the non-tax mid-level. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I know he was bad the other night in Sacramento. And I think that's the shame of it all. He wasn't good in Sacramento. But I thought he had been really good up until that point, you know, kind of since the All-Star break here. I still think he's a $25, $30 million player. I really do. Is he a three years? Probably not. But if the Magic fall, I'm going to just give an example. If the Magic fall short and, you know, they need shooting desperately, would you pay Clay 2 for $60, 2 for $50, somewhere in that range? And I think he's still, I think he's, you know, a north of $20 million guy.
Can the Warriors afford him at that price point that you're laying out? If it's 2 and $50 even, can Joe Lacob afford to bring him in and still stay below either apron, let alone the tax number?
Yes, They can, because if you take Chris off, that gets you down to about 141. You add 25 million there, it gets you 166. The apron's like 177. You still have, you could still add a couple minimum guys here. So it is certainly doable as far as, and that gives you, you know, as I said, some of those restrictions that you have right now begin to get lifted, and it gives you the more flexibility to go out and do another deal if you wanted to.
Bobby Marks, ESPN, with us here on Willard and Dibs. Bobby, let's go back to what you were saying about how for right now you cannot combine two salaries to get a bigger salary. So how and when could they? So in other words, when they were able to get to a point to get into a conversation about acquiring a bigger player, how in you know, dumbed down terms can they go about doing that?
July 1st. That's when basically the clock resets as far as where you are financially. July 1st is a date to circle, and I think you know, certainly Chris's contract gets guaranteed on June 28th. So you'll know by the end of June as far as where Golden State will be going into free agency as far as from a flexibility standpoint.
When you look at assets they possibly could package at that point, how is Andrew Wiggins viewed around the league at 26.2 next year?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a rich contract. You know, there were moments when he was, you know, pretty good, and then there was moments like, you know, the Sacramento games, and there were probably more moments like that that this season. You know, 3 years at whatever $75 million, for example, what's left is a rich number. But it's a matter of, okay, what else is coming back with that, right? Is there another player? Is there a young player? Is there draft picks here? Every team needs a $20 to $25 million player to put in a deal if the goal is to go out and get a, you know, $35-40 million guy. So it's more of a I don't want to say trade asset, but it's a trade component that a team could use. The value of it as far as on the court is probably not where it was, you know, certainly from 2 years ago.
Bobby, this is the one I think a lot of Warrior fans struggle with, especially, and this is an extension of that Wiggins conversation. If the Warriors get to a spot where they can get into a conversation about a big name player, do they have the assets that another team would want without including Jonathan Kuminga?
Well, I mean, it's a matter of, yes, I mean, you got Podzinski, you've got Moody, and you've got draft picks, and Trayce Jackson-Davis, right? Those are your, you know, take Kuminga out of the equation. So what are those three? Draft equity, and then, you know, you add that big contract there. So I certainly think so. I think that from the young player's perspective, you do. I don't think you have to put Kuminga in. I mean, it's just a matter of kind of who that player is who's available.
When you look at the aprons, the various aprons, and Joe Lacob has been very adamant about trying to get out of that second apron, what's the big punishment that lies in the future for Golden State if they continue to be a second apron violator?
Yeah, so what will happen is if you finish next season over the second apron, your first-round pick in 2032 gets frozen, okay? So what that means is that you won't be able to use that in a trade. If you're in the apron, you know, basically 3 years in a row, so you're starting with the 24-25 season, your draft pick in the seventh year, so all the way out, will get moved from wherever it is to the back of the first round. So let's say, you know, 7 or 8 years from now, Golden State's got the first pick in a draft. Well, that all of a sudden becomes the 30th pick in a draft because you've been over the apron for 3 years in a row.
Bobby, let's talk about Chris Paul specifically for a second, because I know this one is a little bit intricate. Can you explain to our audience what exactly the Warriors can do with that contract, other than, as you said, obviously just waiving him?
Yeah, I mean, in any other probably season, you know, I think it's a trade asset here. What you can't do is, because it's not guaranteed, you can't trade Chris Paul out right now and take back a $30 million player, because you're basically sending out zero as far as in salary, because there's no protection to it here. So it's a matter, and this comes down to ownership. You know, how much is ownership willing to kind of absorb if there is a player out there that they can go get? And if it's not Andrew Wiggins, if it's Chris Paul, and it's, now you're adding draft picks, and you're adding your young players here, you know, that's a big trade asset here. But, you know, there's certainly a big cost to guaranteeing that. There's a cost to running back the same group. And I said that before the Sacramento game, I thought you could have made an argument that, you know, hey, based on how they played at the end of the year, and, you know, 10-2 and 27-12 in the last 39, like, you know, good on, really good on the road. But since Sacramento, now it's like, okay, now who's going to be the odd man out? And I do think it's going to be Chris, unless, as I said, ownership is willing to take back more money, and take back more money means another player, and also bring back Klay Thompson.
From a practical standpoint, is there even a suitor out there that would want Chris Paul at $30 million to give up their $30 million asset?
Probably not, unless you're getting something back, something good. You know, I mean, we saw it last year. You know, we didn't, you know, there was the likelihood that Chris was going to get waived in Phoenix. And then all of a sudden, Bradley Beal becomes available. But the difference was, last year you were able to combine salaries. This year you're not. So that makes it a little bit more challenging. So if there was a $50 million guy out there, to go out and get, you know, put him and Wiggins together, the likelihood is that you still exceed that second apron, and that won't be allowed.
Interesting. Bobby Marks with us, ESPN here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Bobby, I wanted to follow up on your comment about, yes, the Warriors can afford Klay Thompson at $24-25 million per year. Can they afford Klay Thompson and also find a way to trade for a younger big name player?
No, they can't. They can't, because basically what will happen is Klay would replace, if you waived Chris, would replace that. You're basically right at the luxury tax. You know, you sign Klay and you move Chris and you take back a $30 million player. The likelihood is that, you know, you're going to be deep in the tax. You're going to be in the apron, and you know, and that's something, you know, as you guys know, ownership has pretty much said no to, unless, you know, hey, things change. I mean, things are pretty fluid. We don't know who that next disgruntled player will be. But as I said, the challenge as far as going out and you basically got to go dollar for dollar on every trade, you know, certainly presents a challenge.
So then let's take the Warriors at their word, because they've all said in the last 48 hours they want to keep Klay.
Yeah.
When you hear them say that, what does that mean to you as far as their roster reconstruction?
I think what it says is that they want to keep him, but there's a price to keep him at. And they're probably not willing to go back over a price. I think it's, listen, there's, you know, you've got Moody and Brandon as kind of fallbacks if things don't work. And eventually, and I know you've got, you know, Curry in 2 more years and Green's got 3 more years. Eventually, like, you're probably going to have to rip the Band-Aid off this. And if he's step one to doing that, the challenge comes with, you know, if Curry was in the last year of his deal, then you could say, well, maybe you do it one more, you know, run it back 1 more year and stuff. You know, Steph's got 2 more years left, and you still want to put a competitive roster, and it's a matter of kind of having faith in those two young players that you can do it. As I said, if the price is too steep to bring him back.
When you talk about ripping the Band-Aid off, when that actually happens and Jonathan Kuminga is still here, what does that extension look like? He's going into his last year of a team option at 7.6. If he gets extended this offseason, how much do you think he gets and for how long?
Well, rookie extensions are the most challenging ones out there, because, you know, Kuminga and his agent aren't competing against anybody. There's nobody with cap space. It's really just the day before the regular season starts. Basically, Golden State's got all the leverage until next offseason. So I always thought, you know, rookie extensions, my good friend Brian Windhorst always says it's kind of like the fun extensions, right? Like, you're basically buying upside. It's a stock. You're hoping that player can take 2 steps and he can become an all-star. I think his number is probably in that 5 for 130 range. I don't think he's a max player, which would be 5 for 225 or 5 for 225. But I do think he's probably a 25 to 30 million dollar player, because I do think the upside is there to be a top starter / all-star type player in the league.
All right, Bobby, let's stop messing around. What's up with Lauri Markkanen? What's going on here?
Well, you know, he's renegotiation eligible in Utah. They can't do it until early August. It's going to be interesting as far as what approach Utah has taken. You know, Danny Ainge went on the record the other day and said, you know, we're willing to go big game hunting this offseason, which is rare, because that team basically has punted the last 2 trade deadlines here. So he's in the last year of his contract. Certainly, if he does not renegotiate or even extend, you know, certainly that's a guy to kind of circle.
any chance that Warriors' dream of a LeBron James taking the minimum comes to Golden State? I mean, Bobby, fans here, we're delusional about Giannis. We dream about LeBron. Well, maybe LeBron will just, his son will get drafted here in the second round, and he'll want to take the minimum.
He might play for free.
Pick 52, circle that right there, right? Yeah. 52 or 53. Listen, the beauty of the playoffs is that teams that lose, it changes like what your plan was for the offseason, because someone's not going to be happy. Someone's going to be asked to be traded. Someone's going to opt out of their contract. Someone wants to go play somewhere else here. And that's why I think we just sit back and wait, see what happens in the first round, see what happens in the second round. And then all of a sudden come early June, there's going to be one guy not happy, two guys not happy, and then all of a sudden you try to figure out how you can go out and get him.
I mean, some names, Bobby, even just possibilities. Like what?
I'm interested to see what happens in with the Clippers, right? Like, you know, Paul George has been eligible for an extension since last June. Kawhi Leonard signed one. What happens if the Clips lose in the first round?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's interesting. But then it comes back to the challenges of kind of getting your finances in order and being able to have the ability to go out and get a guy like that if he did become available.
Is Minnesota one to watch too, with Edwards' contract exploding next year and the Cat and Gobert already making north of 40 for next year?
Yeah, I mean they're deep in the second apron. I think it's interesting what happens with that ownership. What gets resolved there as far as who's going to be in charge? Do they have to slash money? Phoenix is not an easy first round series, certainly for them. McDaniel's extension kicks in. Edwards' extension kicks in. They are deep. You know, a team that's never paid the luxury tax. This is kind of rare territory. And what happens if they lose in the first round?
Bobby, this is all great stuff. What if we just pull back from these specifics and ask you this? What, with the finances as they are and the names as they are, in your opinion, what are the chances that the Warriors find a way to compete at a high level next year?
Well, you know, here's the thing, you know, 46 wins, I know not by Golden State standards and not by their own fan standards and where they were, like, it's basically like you're three or four, you're Draymond Green suspension away from being the fourth seed. I mean, that's the reality of it, or the three seed, because how good they were on the road and how good they were in the second half. And I think that's the struggle you have, right? Like there is, you're not like a rip it down and build it back up. You're 46 wins. You know, I mean, tomorrow night, New Orleans wins 49 games and could be sitting home just with, you know, with second most wins in franchise history, could be with Golden State. So the West is brutal. Taking two steps back in the West will set you back for a long term. So I don't think this is a teardown thing. I do think you can compete in the Western Conference, but it's going to have to make, you know, it's going to make some hard financial decisions and probably a big step in development with your young players.
Mm. Bobby, thank you so much. You really helped everybody out today. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bobby
Marks, ESPN.
He laughed at me, but I was kind of going for
you're funny.
Well,
yeah.
Just because I was speaking for Warrior fans. Bobby, Giannis, and LeBron, or LeBron. We'll just take one of the two. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great answers,
Are you allowed to play for free? I don't think you're allowed to play for free.
I mean, whatever. The vet man, who knows? Great insight, though, on the idea of Clay's number, because if it's what Bobby's talking about, 25 or so million, can the Warriors afford them? Yes, but that kind of precludes you from doing a lot otherwise.
Yep.
So if you're willing to give Clay...
And he reportedly already turned down 24.
Right.
Now
Before he went 0-for-10 in Sacramento.
Right, it was also before he had a really good second half of the season.
Right.
So what plays here? Our last memory or most of the memories?
If you re-offer him 2 and 48 and he takes it, let's just say hypothetically that Clay's like, you know what? I'm in for the 2 and the 48. I'll take 24 this year. I'll take 24 next year. I played this team. I love this team. That pretty much takes you out of the running for almost everything else.
I've played this game. I've coached this game.
I love
game.
That guy.
It's pretty strong.
And the other thing that I took away is all of these conversations we're having, which are great, see you on June 30th.
June 28th.
Well,
said June 28th is the Chris Paul deadline, and that's when you're going to get an indicator.
The Kevon is June 24th. And
but the Chris one is like an indicator of other things.
You know what that'll be.
It's an indication sensation.
That's right.
And so you're going to know if the Warriors feel like they can bob and weave a little bit or not. Based on what they do with Chris, that's the first domino, June 28th.
Right, and between now and then.
We're going to talk about it every day between now and then.
And they will ask other teams between now and then, so, Chris at 30, if we guarantee it, what do you think? Will you take it?
I mean, they're going to have those conversations today.
But if you do take Chris Paul's 30 and guarantee it and trade him for a $30 million player coming back, that means Clay's gone. You're not getting a $30 million player back for Chris and keeping Clay at 24.
Clay might be gone. Okay, hold on a second. Two things. First, Mike Dunleavy was asked about that game. Forget everything else. That game, Tuesday night.
Oh, God.
And how much that shapes what they're going to do.
Yeah, honestly, not a lot. I don't take that game into consideration too much. That was the worst game we played all year. Give credit to Sacramento. They did a great job. But, you know, I watched this team for 82 games. I mean, the amount of times that we've been ran off the court, very few. I think there were a couple of home games in January. Obviously, the Boston game where that was a different scenario. But, you know, that was a game last night where I think the other night where you got to be careful of like overreacting to how it went. I don't think that represented our team on the whole for the season. But that being said, it kind of put the stamp on what the reality of this year was. So here we are. And I would say going into that game, whether win or lose, no matter how it happened, I knew we had to get better.
Try to tell you before the game that the decisions had already been made. I try to tell you that all day, that the decisions had already been made. And then here's the second thing. I want everybody to spend some time, whether it's today, April 18th, or June 27th, or any of the days in between, spend some time with this. Clay might be gone. Like, really, really might be gone.
Yeah. I look at the financials. There's two things in play. Actually, three things. One, I think the owner wants to get underneath the apron, and Bobby did a good job of laying out the penalties if you stay in that apron and you don't want to be there. And I know 7 years from now is forever away, but you don't want to be there when your team's not very good and win the lottery and wind up at the back of the draft. That's a worst case scenario for a team in 7 years looking to rebuild. I also think that when you look at the financials, they don't want to pay Clay as much as he's going to be able to command on the open market. And I don't think that he's going to settle for, hey, Clay, you know, you've seen our numbers. We can afford to give you $12 million, Clay. Would you take a 50% pay cut to stick around?
No, he's not going to do that, but they're also not going to offer that. I mean, it's not. He doesn't want to go play in Timbuktu for 13 seed.
But he also doesn't want to stay here and play for $13 million
for a 10 seed. Presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Okay, people want to talk on this. 888-957-9570. Let's do it. And again, are we at a spot where it's thank you contract time for the Warriors? And if it is, do you vote thank you or do you vote next? We'll take your calls coming up on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Can they afford Klay Thompson and also find a way to trade for a younger, big-name player?
No, they can't.
Holy cannoli, this is crazy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Very good. Downer.
Very good, Grandy.
Yeah.
Very well good. And Lucas, did you have anything to do with that? Probably not, right? Yeah, no. Thank you, Grandy. That was awesome.
Moral support from the L-man.
No, I bet Lucas was probably heckling him the whole time he was doing that.
You call that a rejoiner?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, fight on, Grandy. Good job.
Is that pretty great. Keep it up.
You're doing great. Great.
You're doing great.
Oh, Captain Bring Down and the Buzzkills joined us.
Well.
No.
Look.
And I loved your question.
That's
so that, Bobby.
So here's what I'm thinking, Bob.
Can't.
Yeah.
No. They can't.
What I love how direct he was with that. And I think that you can start to see what the Warriors are dealing with come together. Now, one thing Bobby also said that I bet brought a bunch of you ready to punch your car window. You know, I mean, you're probably a Draymond suspension away from the four seed. Oh, I was about to make Bobby, you watch your mouth because those are fighting words in this town. You know, they're still right there, Dibs.
Well, and I'm not going to question Bobby's rationale because Bobby has done a whole lot more in the association than you, me, Grandy, Lucas, and our whole audience combined.
Yep.
He's done some things. And when he looks at it, and you look at Draymond Green, and he was, I think they were about a 600 club when he actually was, when he actually was able to play basketball. So, if you,
that.
I know I can't help it.
Come on.
He played 55 games. Let's say that he plays another 15. Let's give him 70 on the year.
Okay.
So he plays 15 more, and if they win at 60% clip, that means they win 9 more.
Well, but no, because you're acting like they lost all 15 of those, and they didn't. What clip do they win without him?
They won less than 600.
And well, sure. But in other words, if you got take the 15 games that he didn't play in,
right?
If they win at a 40% clip without him, but they win a 60%
right.
with him, that means you're only going up 3 wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
And 3 more wins get you
still in the play-in tournament.
It does?
Pelicans, 3 more wins, still in the play-in tournament. By tiebreaker, granted.
Gotcha.
Phoenix also 49 wins. Chin of their chinny chin chin into the top 6. So, but I mean, I get your premise and I get
his premise. I'm not trying to get people mad at me.
No,
and I love Bobby Marks.
Yeah,
great appearance.
Like anyone who says that is not wrong. Draymond's suspension lowered their seed. Sure. But does Draymond's non-suspension mean that the seed goes up high enough to matter? And can you just run around assuming non-Draymond suspensions? Because, no, you can't. So, I get where everyone's coming from on this. The Warriors don't suck. Like, he said it. He goes, I understand your standards out there. You've been through a dynasty. But I do think we got to stop that. The Warriors don't suck. Like, chill. They went 46-36. They don't suck. It's off. It's not good enough, but they're not a disaster. They're not a tire fire. Like, geez, chill. They went 46-36. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So here's what I think they're going to do, and this is why Klay might be gone. What I'm talking about at the beginning of the show, when I think there is the possibility to be on the market for big names, I do think they can be on the market for big names. If they get one, Klay's gone. This is what I don't think they would ever say publicly. And they obviously could never say to Klay, Klay Thompson might be a fallback option. So they're going to say we want him because they do want to talk to him this summer. They do think there's space for him on the team because, as you point out, going big game hunting for Lauri Markkanen or Karl Anthony Towns or anyone else who might become available is unlikely by definition. We don't even know who's going to become available. So it's unlikely. Should that happen and become available, though, you'll be ready to move on from Klay. If it's not available, then, yeah, you can re-sign Klay and add more players, just not high-level players.
It's interesting the way you lay that out because you're making it seem like all of this is going to happen over a long period of time, but all this will happen maybe over the course of an hour because when you get to these deadlines, and the big one you mentioned is, you crack that open, June 28th for Chris Paul, mm-hmm. the $30 million decision. Let's just assume that they decline that option.
Chris is probably gone.
Right, yeah. Unless you have another team that's willing to make a trade for their player, and that would preclude you really from signing Klay Thompson. Let's just assume that on the 28th of June, you decline Chris's $30 million, so now you have that spot to potentially give to Klay or go big game hunting. Well, Klay's free agency would start July 1st, and between now and then, he would have already gotten some feelers, and so I would imagine Klay would know what he's going to do pretty soon after that window opens.
You have done like 54 July 1sts in your life. You know damn well how this works.
55 of them.
Yeah. Well, I skipped
actually,
the first
54.
One.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm an August baby. Yeah, my bad.
Exactly. So
it's a zygote.
54 July 1st, and you know damn well how this works. Signings get announced at 12:01. That does not mean they waited to 12 to start talking to each other, even though that's when you're supposed to wait to start talking to each other.
Exactly.
My point is this. These conversations are already happening. They're already happening right now. GM to GM is happening right now. Hey, what's your framework? What's your salary situation?
Yes and no, because some of the players you want are still playing.
Some of them, yeah. Right. But if you want to know what Utah's thinking about Lauri Markkanen, call them. Go to the beach together. None of you got anything to do. Figure out where everyone is. And they know that. And the same will happen with free agents. You can talk to the agents. All of that. It's all happening.
Bobby Marks indicating that Utah might be in a, like, an in-go mode.
Maybe.
Danny Ainge is maybe looking to add, not subtract.
Or he's lying.
Right. I mean, we don't know. Mike Dunleavy might be lying.
Yes.
And he's lied before.
Mike Dunleavy is definitely lying.
Well, cut that and send it.
He's definitely
lying.
No, like, of course he is. Of course he is. Or at least being, like, not forthcoming. Like, there's a very, very high likelihood that Draymond would be back. I mean, I could be wrong.
Right.
I mean, listen to that statement.
He couched it.
You're the GM. This isn't happening to you. It's happening by you. So, of course, anybody at a press conference is almost always lying. At least partially. So, anyway. Yeah. You're right. It has to happen in an hour. But it's happening now.
It is, yeah, but you don't have the ability to really know who's available. As Bobby was saying, you know, depending on the playoffs, you may have a disgruntled star who emerges if their team gets knocked out early, and all of a sudden,
yeah.
Paul George or, you know, Karl Anthony Towns or whomever, I want out. You know, Giannis is the dream. I don't think they have the assets or the money to make that work. But the other interesting thing from Bobby is, you can't really do salary match. You can't aggregate salaries. We're going to take this player and that player and that player and go get Giannis. You can't do that until you get under the apron, and that's not until after the Chris Paul June 30th deadline goes.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So I guess I would look at it this way. If you're a Warrior fan that wants change, you want a 20-something-year-old star, the first thing you want to see is the Warriors decline Chris Paul's option by June 28th.
Right.
They do that, and that would only be step one, but that's an indicator that maybe they're having some conversations at a bigger level.
Right. Step two would be Klay signs for a very small number, or Klay, it becomes clear that Klay goes elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's talk. Skills and Vallejo on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Skills, what are you doing?
what's up, Willard and Dibs? Well, while I was on hold with you, I basically just got done cussing out my neighbor. And when I got off the phone with you, I'm going to cuss him out again.
Why? What'd your neighbor do?
Well, I'm on hold with you waiting for you guys to go to me. I'm trying to hear. And I got my door getting banged on, bang, bang, bang. And who knows, I call the show sometime. You can't be just doing that.
Yeah, that's not okay. Yeah. You got to tell him to knock on your door before 2 o'clock. You could do it during Steiny and Goo because you can hear them over your knocking.
Well, I tell you what, he's going to get a piece of my mind because I thought of a few more things about him I don't like. So I'll go back there when I'm done with you guys.
All right, let's go.
Get him, Skills.
Okay. Anyway, the reason I called is because the other night when the Warriors lost the sack, I was enraged, was pissed off, called everybody I knew, telling them that the team needs to be blown up top to bottom. Everybody. Players, coaches, on down the list. Now, a couple of days later, time to think, I realized I was absolutely right. They all got to go all the way down. Bus drivers, everybody. I was right. And because this lack of preparedness in that game was unacceptable. The effort was unacceptable. And, you know, like you said, I hope Dunleavy was lying, that he's not going to bring back all this whole team back next year because they've run their course. I love them, but they've run their course. And I'll try to get to the end of my point real quick. So after two periods where the Warriors were just god-awful, winning, 20 games a year. And honestly, at this point, I would rather have that than have them spinning their wheels right now, getting 10 seeds, getting number 16 picks in the draft, and going nowhere. Because at least if we bottom out, we have a chance, we have a hope of getting a great franchise player to take over and give us something going forward. Not just spinning our wheels and like we are right now. But right now, because we're not going to get a big free agent right now. No one's going to sign him right now. We're not going to get a Kevin Durant, even, you know, tax problems aside. We're not going to get a Durant of anyone of his caliber right now because, number one, they're not going to be a winning team. They're not going to attract anybody because they're just not a good team. And number two, Draymond's going to jump on him and choke him at some point.
Well, that's it. But Skills, you're talking about free agency.
Are we talking about your neighbor again here?
Free agency is a different animal. And Skills, you're right about that. They're not going to go sign a big-time free agent. However, I do think that there are possibilities on the trade market depending on how a bunch of things go, and we don't know those yet. But to answer your larger point, I get it. I totally get the frustration. You can start with the Warriors don't agree with you. So I get it, but they're not going to fire everybody. They're not going to start over. Joe Lacob has no interest in being a 20-win team ever. But furthermore, I would say, I don't want to speak for you, Dibs, I don't agree either. I'll stand by the point that Bobby Marks just made and that I was just talking about. They're not a dumpster fire. They're a dumpster fire in your mind because they've been so good. They're not awful. So are they that far off? Maybe. You can answer that a bunch of different ways. But to say that this is so disgusting that we should cut everybody and start from the bottom and let's be Charlotte for a few years, no. Not like we're nowhere near that. And why would you do that? Well, even if the last few years of Steph Curry's career don't work, why would you do that?
And if you did that, if you wanted to do that, what is the path to go from that approach to being a champion again?
There you go.
The path is to find another Steph Curry. And while you're at it, find a Draymond. And if you could come upon a Klay Thompson as well, then yeah, go ahead and do that. And you look at teams who have done that in the draft and gone on to be champions. It's very difficult. San Antonio did it because they had one year where they tanked because their best player was injured, and they got Tim Duncan, a top 25 player of all time. And then you fell upon Kawhi Leonard early in his career, and he caught fire in the postseason, and you won another one. So you won a series of titles over 15 years, and a lot of it was by great roster construction, but also a bit of luck. So even if you wanted to be in the blow-it-up camp, what does that look like as far as a path to get successful again? It's a long shot. You'd have to be really bad and get really lucky in the draft, and then maybe you could find generational players. Yeah. And I think about San Antonio now. They've got a lottery pick again, and they're fresh on the heels of getting a player who could be generational in Victor Wembanyama. So you got Wemby coming back next year. You've got a probable top three pick this year. Does that mean in 5 years you're going to win an NBA championship? Of course not.
Almost assuredly not.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though you have already one piece and you might get another piece.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.